Let us pray. God, we come before you on this special day, remembering the saints who have gone before us. Thank you for their continuing love and presence in our lives. We thank you for bringing us also through your love, through baptism, through your constant forgiveness into the communion of saints. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. I sense that most people have kind of mixed feelings on All Saints Sunday. The first reason, I think, is the idea of a saint will, for many people, bring to mind the Roman Catholic understanding of what a saint is. If you are watching in September when Pope Francis was here, he, quote, canonized a Spanish missionary, Juana Pero Serra. And in order to do that canonization, they had to prove that he had done at least one miracle, I think it was. Well, most of us realize we haven't done too many miracles, so that kind of leaves us out. Of course, we may also talk in the church about the communion of saints, and that will remind us of loved ones who have died. In fact, later in the worship service, as I mentioned, you'll have a chance to come forward and light a candle in memory of the special people who have died in your life, who are still part of that life. Now, this understanding no doubt fits closer to home than the canonization of a saint, and yet here also we may find it painful to be reminded of loved ones who are no longer with us. So is there anything to celebrate today? Is there anything to truly be joyous about? Let's turn for a moment to our gospel text. Jesus keeps repeating this word, blessed. I don't know why we in our tradition say blessed, but we do there. But normally we would say the word blessed. So what does that word mean? What does it mean to be blessed? Let's start with the concept as we use it in our culture. Blessings are often referred to as some kind of personal gain or good fortune. We might say that she was blessed to receive a very large inheritance. We also use it to refer to certain skills or talents. We say, well, she was blessed with great athletic talent, or he was blessed with a wonderful singing voice. Blessing can also mean approval. Someone might say, well, the teacher blessed the work of her students. And of course, we use the term in a public way to at least ask for, to hope for God's approval. Even the Pope, when he was done speaking to Congress, said, as almost all politicians do, God bless America. That's another way we use the term. But wait a minute. All of these things would seem to be good things. Who doesn't want to receive wealth? Who doesn't want to be talented? Who doesn't want God's protection? But look at the gospel. Jesus tells us that we are blessed when we are pure in spirit. We are blessed when we are meek. We are blessed when we are hungering and thirsting for righteousness, whatever exactly that means. We might well wonder to what extent we are any of those things. But he also tells us that we are blessed when we mourn and when we are reviled and persecuted for the sake of his message. Now that would seem like anything but good fortune, anything but blessing. Who wants to be sad and grieving? Who wants to be persecuted? And as for the other things, they may strike us as conditions. I'm only blessed by God if I am pure in heart. I wonder how many of you would stand up if I said, are you pure in heart? Are you only blessed if you are poor in spirit? How many of you would claim that? Are you only blessed if you are successful at being peacemakers and making the world more righteous? Even if we're working for those things, would we dare stand up and say, yeah, I've done a great job of being a peacemaker? No, it doesn't seem like there is anything about All Saints Sunday, frankly, to make us feel very good about ourselves or about the world or the people we have lost. Let the few and far between saints be blessed, but we certainly aren't. But what if the Beatitudes of Jesus, these statements of blessing, are not conditional on us and our behavior? What if they are God's free gift to us? Lutheran theologian and preacher David Loos defines God's blessing this way, quote, God's unconditional regard for us, assurance to accompany us, power to help us persevere and flourish, and promise that we deserve love, honor, and respect. Blessing is something that can't be pursued, but can only be received as a gift. This understanding fits much more closely with the original understanding of the word blessing as found in the Bible. If we go back to the Old Testament, to the Hebrew understanding, the word that we translate as blessed, it conveys a sense of being strengthened in our times of weakness, being compensated for with God's strength when we have no strength on our own. The field of meaning of the root for blessing is to kneel, bless, praise, salute. One of the nouns which derives from the root in the Hebrew actually is the word knee, which is one of the weakest parts of the body. We even have that in English, don't we? We say if we're afraid of something that we are weak in the knees. Now you can see even in English how these two go together. When we are weak in the knees, that is when God comes to give us strength, because we kneel and receive our strength from God. This blessing from God is empowerment to be able to do what we could not do on our own. So what does this all mean? It means God has chosen to make you and me saints right now. Now that is something I think that we can all celebrate right now. Sainthood is not about being not about doing some kind of miracle. It's not about having superior goodness or ethical behavior. Sainthood is a free gift bestowed on us by God because God loves us so much. Knowing this gives us a feeling of blessing beyond words and concepts. It is so powerful that, as Jesus points out, we can feel loved and blessed even in the times that we are feeling mournful and sorrowful, even in our times of suffering. This also gives new meaning to that phrase, communion of saints, that we just said in the creed during the baptism. Yes, this phrase does include our loved ones who have died. And we don't have to worry about how good they were. We don't have to worry if they were perfect. We don't have to worry if they had no weaknesses. They have been made saints by God. They, like us, have some mistakes. And we continue to make mistakes. We continue to fail. And yet God has chosen to include us in the communion of saints, not because we have done anything so great, but because God has chosen to love us through Christ. Together we are united forever with those who have gone before us in this unconditional love of God, which God gives to us freely. Now that is something that we can celebrate. And so blessings begin as a gift from God. Then, as it says in the story in the Old Testament of the first people to whom God gave this covenant blessing, Abraham and Sarah, the text says that they were blessed by God in order to be a blessing to others, in fact, to the rest of the world. We are given a unique and special mission to be people of mercy, forgiveness, love in the world. We are given the chance to be the bearers of this great love that God wants to bring to all people. We have a chance to work with that communion of saints and live for the same kind of love that they lived for. You know, we have the prayer of the day at the beginning of the service, and it's supposed to set the theme. The only problem is sometimes it isn't so meaningful because we haven't gotten into the theme yet. So now I want to end my sermon with what I think is one of the most beautiful prayers of the church, the prayer of the day for All Saints Sunday. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And let the people say, Amen.